Hi, you guys. Welcome back. This is Richard Sachs. This is Lost Arts Radio. And Doug Diamond is keeping things going from diamonddiscaudio.com. And we did a different program last week. If you were here, you probably remember that. There's so much important stuff going on in the world. You know, this live show, Lost Arts Radio Live, which we do once a week, is supposed to be relevant to national and world events in some way. And I thought, wow, there's so much going on there. You know, on the surface, everybody's heard about the pandemic situation, but there's layers and layers and layers of things underneath it. And I was trying to think of what to say about it last week, and I just got the idea that I would write a speech that our President Trump could give were he more conscious. Because I really feel like his motives are good, you know, based on so much of what he's done that is directly against what the rulers would like him to say and do. And that's great. I mean, I think that's why they want to get rid of him. But he's got massive areas that he, to me, clearly doesn't know about. So I thought, and that's what they want to get him out before he figures out, obviously, you know, that if he learns about all these different things going on, the chemtrails and what's really going on with the medical system and all this different stuff, that he would turn around and act on it. I still believe that, but he's getting pushed in the direction of things that aren't so good, and hopefully doesn't totally fall for that. So I thought, to kind of sum it up, last week I'd write a speech for him that he could give to all the world leaders and online, you know, social distancing, I guess, right? And all of the public could listen in, which maybe some of you did. But there's a lot to cover that we couldn't get to in one speech. And so I wrote a sequel to it today. And if people continue to be interested in it, we may do some more. And if you guys share it widely enough, maybe it'll get to somebody close to him, which is really what I would like it to do, and see if he can be waked up a bit, because it would change the fate of the world, which we're all riding on right now, and I think would be a good thing. So I'm going to give you the second installment. I don't know how long it'll take. I didn't have any time to practice it at all. I've been really busy and finished about 5 minutes ago. So I don't know how it's going to come out. I apologize last week for not being a polished speaker, and I do that again. Hopefully you'll forgive that. And the music at the end last time was cut off by the major platforms that we're on, so we don't want to violate copyrights or anything like that. But I think it's a good ending note. So there's going to be a link that Doug will put in the chat on the platforms that have a chat, and in the description of the video down below it, that you should be able to see. I recommend to get the feeling that I'm trying to convey as soon as we're done, and I'm going to disappear after that, then go to the link and listen to the music if you want to. It adds definitely a feeling that is what I'm trying to get at. So I'm not going to say anything at the end to ruin that energy of it. So the only things I'd remind you are, like, sign up at our channel at brighteon.com, brighteon.com, because it won't be censored. Any of these others, for obvious reasons, could disappear, though we're trying to have that not happen. So go to brighteon.com/channel/LostArtsRadio. Sign up for our, you know, notices of our videos there. And even if they disappear where you usually find them, they should stay at Brighteon for the foreseeable future. What else? Mailing list. Sign up on our mailing list so that if we lose contact with you, we can still send you things at lostartsradio.com or by email, info@lostartsradio.com. Just a name and an email address, and then if we have to use it, we'll have that, and you won't be totally unable to find us. Our main website's lostartsradio.com, planetaryhealingclub.com, for those of you who want to get to deeper levels of all this and actually start in a supportive environment doing the work that we're recommending. Go to planetaryhealingclub.com and find it, the place where you can sign up for that if you want to. And there are small dues that are paid to our nonprofit And that's the only thing that's keeping us, you know, that hopefully will keep us going if enough people sign up for it, because we're not doing commercials or anything. Anybody that has resources and wants to support our work and help us build the school, if we get enough funding, there are donate buttons at lostartsradio.com, lostartsresearchinstitute.org, and there's a Subscribestar page at subscribestar.com/lostartsradio. What else? Remember our Sunday shows with guests, educational guests. Those are all free. Sunday nights at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. And if you have show topics, suggested guests, questions, or you want to ask about what we do in the private club, Planetary Healing Club, feel free to send in questions to me, richard@lostartsradio.com, and I read all of them and respond as time allows. Getting a little busy lately, but I'm still kind of keeping up with that. So now this is part two. Part one was last week. I recommend, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, and then this one will make more sense. This is an online gathering, simulated, imaginary, that our president called, if he was, you know, like waked up, not woke, but more conscious and actually aware of what he could do to heal this world situation, of which the pandemic is just a minor indication. Well, important, but compared to the bigger picture, it's just a little bit of it. So this is the second meeting that he called. It's online. Everybody's there. And this is how it starts out. I'll do the best reading job I can. I want to welcome back all our great citizens, both from America and from the 196 countries all over our beautiful planet that are present. We are joined by presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens, members of parliament, congressmen and women, legislators, county officials, city officials, agency officials, World Health officials, religious leaders, members of great educational and scientific organizations, corporate and banking officials, members of many other groups who care about a brighter future for humanity and life on our planet. I want to thank all of you for taking the time out of your busy lives to be here tonight. This time last week, we held the first of these historic meetings. And why do I say historic? Because at these gatherings we're holding, I am inviting every one of you, not just the officials, to join me in this real-life drama to help save the future of humanity for the sake of our children, for the sake of each other, and for the sake, of course, of ourselves. Every one of us here now, and every child in the generations to come, deserves a chance to live our lives in a world where we're free to think, speak, and act according to our own free choice, as long as we respect the rights of others to do the same. That was a core principle of the founders of the United States of America, the right to life, liberty, private property, the pursuit of happiness as we choose, all contingent on our respecting the same rights for everybody else. It is time to live up to those ideals in the real world. In fact, our founders believed, as they explained in the Declaration of Independence, that people everywhere have the same exact unalienable rights guaranteed by God, which no government, no organization of any kind, no other person can ever take away, regardless of the situation. Governments and other organizations, any other organization that takes away these rights, is acting in violation of a law that comes from a level above any government or human organization. So the real reason each country's government exists is to honor and protect our rights and freedoms from any and all threats, both foreign and domestic. Every country's leaders have the same job: make your country a great place for the citizens to live their lives free from outside invasion and threats from within. Last week, I talked about the current pandemic crisis. I explained that our leaders and health agencies have not told us the truth about the origin of the crisis or about the options we have to respond to it successfully. I talked about our unalienable rights, that being not just to Americans, but to every person on earth, no matter what country we may live in. Unalienable means just that. Our rights don't disappear just because someone or some office in some office or agency, local or national or global, declares an emergency. If that were possible, we wouldn't have any rights at all. You've heard about the question, what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? And people try to figure it out, but it's a trick question. Because you can't have an unstoppable force and an immovable object in the same universe. If one exists, the other is not possible. The same thing applies to our rights. What happens when an all-powerful order, or, you know, from some world leader, nullifies our unalienable rights? It's another trick question. Either we have unalienable rights or we don't. If we do, there's no such thing as an order from anybody that can ever take them away. It can't happen. This looks like an impossible situation to the people who think they can only stop the pandemic if they take away our rights. But don't worry, they'll give them right back to you as soon as they decide the emergency is over. Unless, of course, they decide to declare another emergency, and they could keep doing that forever. The perfect recipe for permanent slavery. Rulers of countries usually don't give people back their rights after they take them away in emergencies. Incredible damage is already being done to our economy from just the brief period of shutting down businesses and your access to things you want to buy and your ability to go to work. Actually, incredible damage is an understatement. If you don't think a depression is dangerous to your health, think again. If we keep businesses closed and make you stay at home, just hiding in fear of this virus, the country will be financially devastated, ruined. This is not just numbers on a stock market report. This is real life damage. Companies that shut down means shortages of everything you need. Borrowing massive amounts of money to give everyone a bailout package won't fix it at all. It's totally counterproductive. If we stop production and hand out money, that's a recipe for an inflationary depression that will make the Great Depression look like nothing. About 7 million Americans died of malnutrition and starvation back then, but that was a time of a lot more small farms and people who were self-sufficient. We don't have that now. Something we need to correct, by the way, once we get through this challenge. The same damage from a depression would be catastrophic, much worse. And to make matters worse, the way the current bailout bill is written, it will go through banks and corporations, and most of it won't even reach the citizens of our country. It's another scam, supposedly to fix the damage from a lockdown that should never have happened in the first place. Then why did it happen? The top levels of those who are suggesting this course of action, this universal lockdown, they know what will happen. To them, tens of millions of deaths and unimaginable suffering from a depression is worth it. Why? This seems like it makes no sense. But it's because America as a sovereign country would be destroyed, and they would bring in global government, which is a major goal they've had for a very long time. It is part of a larger dark agenda. America would be over. The effect on the rest of the world would be just as bad. A new age of darkness and world tyranny. Freedom as a barely remembered legend of the past. Imagine a grandfather far in the future talking to his grandson about memories of the past, and he says to the child, There was a time long ago when you could go out of your house when you wanted to, drive your own car anywhere you chose. No, not a self-driving car. Those are a terrible idea. You could go to any store without long lines and buy what you wanted. And the child says, no, Grandpa, our teacher in online school says that's a conspiracy theory. People were never free. That would be too harmful for the planet and would cause climate change and other terrible things. Only our supreme technocrat elite know what's safe for us to do and safe for our world. Do we want to live in a world like that? It's a real possibility. And it gets much worse. That's just where it would start. So what's the answer to the riddle? How do we stop the pandemic and not lose our unalienable rights and freedoms? It's really not that hard. And remember, too, whatever we do to safeguard our physical health and help the people who are already sick in what we're about to propose, we have to also keep our borders secure. Every country does. And that obviously means a wall on our southern border in America. But every country has to do whatever is needed, regardless of UN-led migration programs. With military personnel taking up the slack in America along the southern border until the wall is complete, it should be obvious to anyone who looks at it honestly. It's not a partisan issue at all. If we don't have a real border that we can control, then we don't have a country. Neither does any other country if they're subject to invasion. Those who advocate for open borders also know this very well. It's the exact reason they want the borders open, to end the country. For now, we need to continue blocking flights from other countries when they do pose a risk because of conditions happening where they come from. This is not racist or xenophobic or anything like that that the media has told you. It's just common sense and logic, which they hope you don't have anymore. In fact, this issue of common sense and logic is actually very important. I want to tell you a secret about that. Are you ready? Listen carefully. Schools do not own logic and common sense. Don't be shocked. It's true. They don't. They don't own learning at all. Anyone is allowed to do it, contrary to what you may have heard. You can do it too, especially with the incredible tool you have to help you. It's called the internet, and at the moment it's still open. As long as we get rid of the problem that we're having with censorship, you've got a library at your fingertips bigger by far and better organized than any library in the known history of the world. Another secret I have to tell you. You don't need to be a doctor to learn about health. I know, that's a radical idea. In fact, real doctors want you to learn as much as you can about health, because then you can take care of yourself and stop being sick. How complicated is that? Is the point to sell as many drugs as possible, or is it to get you so healthy that you don't need them anymore? Which is it? I want to ask all my doctor friends out there and all the great medical professionals, which do you want for your patients? Expensive treatments that may have side effects, including death, or do you want to provide cheap ones that work and don't do any damage? Do you want treatments with side effects or without side effects? I know you're thinking, let me think, which is better? But this is a serious question. Because if we give the patient a drug that cures them with no side effects, and then they stay healthy, maybe they don't need any drugs after that. Would the drug industry support that? I want doctors to make a lot of money, either by saving people from traumatic injuries, emergencies, or doing small number of really necessary surgeries, but in most cases by helping people to get well, by teaching them to take care of themselves, to live better so they don't get the diseases. They have plenty of teaching work waiting to be done once they learn the realities themselves, of course. Drug companies can go into the business of medicines with no bad side effects, only good ones. Are there medicines like that? Of course there are. They've been known and used for thousands of years. Do you think Hippocrates would have told doctors, do no harm, if that were impossible? Hippocrates was a smart guy, and he knew it was possible. So let's imagine we invited Hippocrates in to advise us in this pandemic. We'd say, Hippocrates, sir, what do we do? Should we trap everybody in their homes so millions of businesses shut down and we have a super depression, that will kill millions by starvation? Should we force people to take poisonous medicines that could destroy their kidneys and damage their immune systems and kill them? Should we vaccinate them with poisonous mixes of ingredients that will not prevent disease but will kill some of them and injure millions more, damage the immune systems, and make their health worse? Would this be a good idea, do you think, or do you know anything better? And Hippocrates, being a very respectful gentleman, would not say, "Are you out of your mind? Is that your problem?" No, he would very quietly ask, "Do you by any chance have a plant in your modern world, a plant with beautiful fragrant flowers whose large red, yellow, or white petals fall off, leaving a round ball a little less than an inch in diameter, a round ball which is an edible fruit, with seeds of the plant inside it? If you do, then use the fruit, fresh or dried, as powder. It has powerful healing qualities. And one more thing you can do that will help. Get a coin made out of pure bright silver, colored metal, and put it in water for the sick people to drink. You will be amazed at its power to destroy disease. And with both of these things, you will do no harm to the patient. Remember, too, your sick people need the sunlight to regain their health, plenty of restful sleep, and clean water for drinking, for bathing, and to keep the alimentary canal clean. Teach them to overcome fear, which is not useful for anything at all. It holds back healing and blocks clarity of vision. There are two important things about medicine. They are common sense, but they've been forgotten. Real medicine, for one thing, should improve health, and it should not hurt the patient. It's better to use medicines with no side effects. Where do we find that kind of real medicine? In nature. God put it there for us. It's always been there. Okay, so what happened? How did we forget about that? America was founded on the principle of freedom for individual citizens, not some kind of collective or greater good. This is the illusion of communist systems. And you know how it works out. This includes the free market. The principle of freedom includes the free market to keep the economy healthy. Before about 1910 in America, we had a free market in medicine. People were free to choose the kind of health care they wanted. The systems getting the best results and getting people healthy got the most customers. Amazing concept, right? Free market. Not collusion, crony capital free market, real free market. Then two big foundations got together in a plan to dominate the healthcare market with drug medicine and drive the competitive systems out of business. They came up with a brilliant strategy. They went around to all the schools teaching healing of various types and gave them a rating. This was called the Flexner Report. You can look it up. Those that promoted drug medicine, allopathic medicine, they were given funding to expand and approval. The others doing forms of natural drug-free healing were not approved. Allopathic medicine gradually took over. And now, 110 years later, we've reached a point where it's almost impossible for doctors to go against the rules made by the drug and vaccine companies and the insurance companies who control their practice. They can no longer use their own judgment unless it's in line with the rules. This is important in the current pandemic situation. There are doctors that have found harmless approaches like vitamin C very effective in fighting viruses and helping to restore health. Vitamin C is used both IV in hospitals and orally outside, and it's had incredible results. I mentioned one of these to you last week in the talk that was documented at orthomolecular.org, I think. Look up orthomolecular, and there are a lot of brilliant doctors signing on to that, saying we have options that don't hurt anybody and are much more effective and cheap. Nanosilver also has been shown to wipe out even weaponized viruses in the past. Iodine, vitamin D3, and other nutrients have shown great value as well, especially when combined with the correct use of sunlight, sleep, exercise, and positive mental emotional patterns. Anyone can find out what these natural remedies and health protocols can really do, all with zero harm or side effects. Just read the writings of brave doctors who have studied and demonstrated these things. And I say brave because now they get censored to suggest anything that works that's cheap, natural, and available. Brave doctors like Blaylock, Mercola, Labo, Brownstein, Cousins Group, Bergman, Humphreys, Tenpenny, O'Shea, Wallach, and hundreds of others. The list goes on, and they're not gone from the internet, not yet. Why are they not on TV and newspapers everywhere? What happens when medical doctors suggest these approaches? What happens when they try to get natural remedies into the hands of patients who need them? Health authorities block them. We have seen that over and over again. Many of our health agencies are in business with the drug and vaccine companies. How can that possibly be happening? How can they be impartial? That is not how a real health agency would work, but that is exactly what is happening today. But this is about our clue to how to end the pandemic, restore health freedom. Without that, it won't happen. Restore health freedom in America as an example to the rest of the world. Show what all of these natural healing systems would do. And if we want to have a population immune to most of the health problems that are rampant today, who stay healthy all of their lives and don't have degenerative disease that are out of control in America and unnatural aging, how do we do that? And when I said the pandemic will only be ended with health freedom, it could be ended with tyranny, but not with good results, and not the same way, not really ended, just as a segue to the next pandemic. And I don't recommend that we do that. So how do we get people to stay healthy and naturally resistant to these threats all their lives? Expose the truth about lifestyle details that make us vulnerable to these diseases. Expose the truth about processed dead food that we eat, food with toxic ingredients, the truth about GMOs, about public water supplies intentionally poisoned with fluoride and all the poisonous chemicals that go with it. Expose the truth about toxic farming practices, poisoning food before it's harvested or even after. Toxic farming practices that produce food that poisons the people who eat it. How is it that we don't notice this should not happen? This is the beginning of bringing back health to America as an example to the rest of the world, so we don't have this problem of pandemics always looming over our heads, as our rulers have reminded us that they want us to fall prey to. Most of the health problems we see now are completely unnecessary, including this pandemic, of course. And the brave doctors have proven this to be true. Many have paid with their lives, eliminated by the industry of sickness and medical drug addiction, masquerading as health. So I suggest we honor their sacrifice to show us the truth about health and disease and just be done with the pandemic quickly. The brave doctors I talked about demonstrated several powerful natural remedies that are getting ignored or actively suppressed because there are those who want this pandemic to be as bad as possible to justify taking away your rights, the ones you still have, for your own protection. Those doctors gave their lives to get the truth out, and we should live up to their examples the best that we can, and that of course includes myself. So I'll tell you the truth about those suppressed treatments, which were very safe, no negative side effects. They include a few that I'll mention here and quite a few others that you can find by yourself. One of the better known ones is megadose vitamin C, IV for hospital use or oral, which you can do at home. Another is using nanosilver, which has been proven even with some engineered viruses. And again, I'm not giving you any personal medical advice because I have no interest in doing that. I'm sharing publicly available information with you that you can investigate further. And it would be very beneficial for you to start doing that or do it more. As I said, another is nanosilver, which has been proven even with some engineered viruses like the one we're dealing with now, although not with this specific one yet, to my knowledge. Certain other nutrients are also very helpful in the reports of many of the doctors that we've talked about, like vitamin D3, which is also a hormone, iodine, since almost no one gets enough of either of these two. And there's a very powerful a very powerful natural treatment using chlorophyll and light, which has been effective against viruses and tumors in extensive documentation that we posted on lostartsradio.com. It was submitted to the new agency, BARDA, B-A-R-D-A, but it was buried, and no one told me about it. And no one told you about it, I'm sure, either. I guess the reason is because it is cheap, has zero side effects other than improved nutrition because of the chlorophyll. And it could be rolled out worldwide quickly and easily. You know, I talked about quinine drugs already used for malaria because it's safer than a lot of other drugs and might work. And the medical authorities have started issuing orders, I think, in 12 states now that doctors are not allowed to even try it for the current pandemic. So if you're paying attention to what I just said, then you see people at the top of our medical system directing it are completely corrupt. Just like so many other positions of power in our country, the founders warned that this constitutional republic, not a democracy, it was never meant to be a democracy, would only work with a moral and truly educated public. Real education does not have to come from any school, by the way, so don't be confused by that. If you know how to study, how to read, how to observe and learn from life, you can become educated. So as of today, since doctors are allowed to use all kinds of highly dangerous drugs and vaccines on millions of patients all over the country, I'm issuing an order that harmless natural therapies are also allowed, and health professionals cannot be punished for using them other than in the case of intentional harm or negligence. What I want to do here is change our national consciousness to understand that it's great to make a lot of money so that you can have a better life and do more good in the world. And for that, the free market is essential. But the only thing is, do it in a way that helps people and is honest. Don't do it by tricking them. Sometimes we don't realize if we hurt others, we inevitably hurt ourselves. It's 100% natural law. It just doesn't show up always right away. This is why people, some of our high officials and unseen authorities within the structure, would be very wise to rethink their course, not because anyone else will catch them doing harm, but their own consciousness is guaranteed to do it. It's everywhere. We have to get our educational system back so we stop this cycle of brainwashing that gets us out of touch with ourselves. Education is critical. What's wrong with this picture when we train brilliant scientists, but some of them end up creating biological weapons in a lab or ruining the genetic code of a natural plant or animal, which, as we speak, is planned for our entire biosphere to destroy the natural genetic code of every creature in it. This is in progress right now. how brilliant are these scientists really when they can't even figure out why you don't do things like that if you care about life on Earth or even care about yourself. And if they don't care about life on Earth, it means they don't care about themselves. If the soul of a society is lost, it doesn't matter how brilliant its scientists are. In fact, they become a danger. So this pandemic experience is symbolic, and it has deep meaning. It's time to learn from the lesson instead of responding with fear. Remember, fear is totally useless. It has no use. It hurts your body, and it clouds your vision. Adrenaline and energy don't depend on fear. Natural remedies with no side effects that are very cheap are available. They always have been. The system wants you to be afraid of them, because if you really looked at them, you would see that some of them work very well and they don't damage anyone. No wonder the information on them is being censored and hidden. The censorship is ending. It is deadly to our country and cannot be allowed to continue. Let the natural remedies be tested immediately and demonstrated, and tested transparently by neutral parties, overseen by experts in natural healing, not by drug companies or anyone tied to them in any way or tied to the government agency partners of those companies. Real tests, and they won't take long to do. In the meantime, doctors are allowed to use them from this point forward based on their own knowledge and will no longer get in trouble for doing so. Dangerous drugs and vaccines are used on patients all the time, and many people die from them, but that is considered acceptable. So why should it be forbidden to use natural approaches that are safe? Because we are taught natural things don't work? Why would we want to assume that? To protect a monopoly of the drug companies at the cost of millions of lives? I don't think that makes very much sense. So besides ending the pandemic, what are we really doing here? We're just clarifying something about our free market system, because it's been ignored for too long in America and in most of the world. Become successful and make money, but do it by helping people, not by tricking them, not by lying, not by poisoning them. If you've already done that, stop. Change. Find an honest way to do something useful and benefit yourself that way. That's not too hard to understand. There are lots of ways to make money that are positive, that are helpful. We're creating a new economy. Of course, it's built around the free market, not controlled by an outside force, but we're just getting rid of the poison and the deception and the harm. The intentional harm, I should say. We can't guarantee no harm. We need our educational system too. Excuse me. In our universities. But they have to stop teaching how to be insane and destroy our world, each other, and ourselves. That's not helpful in education. That kind of education has almost cost us everything. Agricultural schools need to tell the truth that you can grow more food and much higher quality without the chemicals and poisons. This is really true. I've been involved in agriculture for many decades, and it's been demonstrated in over and over again by people who know. Medical schools need also to tell the truth that you can maintain health and energy, clarity of mind, and enthusiasm for life much better without toxic drugs and vaccines, and then let the real experts teach from their lifetime of experience. Those would be real medical schools. And don't forget that making money won't help you at all if the money is based on debt and keeps losing value, as in the present system. Instead, very clever people turned it into a system of theft, turned money into a system of theft. That needs to end. Giving a private organization called a central bank a monopoly of printing money backed by nothing and requiring everybody to use it is a system of slavery. Allowing local banks to lend money they don't have and then also charge interest on it, which is called fractional reserve banking. That is a system of that guarantees people will get poorer and poorer as they work more and more, and the owners of the banking scam will end up with the money. Sound money based on gold and silver is coming back. So is honest banking, where you have to give your permission for the money on deposit to be lent to someone else. And the bank can only lend money it has and with the permission of the depositor. That is honest business. The central bank will be absorbed into the treasury, whose activities and honest audit reports will be publicly available. Honest medicine is another key element of our transformation. Honest agriculture and honest food production, honest banking, sound money. When we get together next time, we'll talk about honest energy policy, secret technologies that need to be available to the public, and what the government has been hiding in some other very interesting areas that some of you might have a guess what those are. Do you realize how dangerous it is for me to share all of this with you? I'll only get through it with your help. That is why I first ran for office, not for my own advancement, like the media has been saying in their Hate the President campaign. Yes, we'll talk about honest media next time, too. And no, that's not an oxymoron, an impossible thing to see. Media can be honest. In fact, there is some honest media now, quite a bit. It's just not recognized in our corrupt system. That's going to change, starting right now. Yes, I need your help for all this to happen, and for me personally to survive even mentioning these things. And the only way to really help is to start taking good care of yourself right away. How effective can you be? How effective you can be? How much you can help the world depends on how much you're willing to help yourself, how much you're willing to change. That was the reason for Michael's song last week. Listen to it again. So if you want to help, start now. Take a look at what you do every day. Drop the junk food like I did. Drop the cigarettes, the alcohol, the drug habits. Don't smoke anything. Take care of your lungs. They're designed for fresh air. And take care of your whole body. Take care of your mind, too. Be kind to everyone. Even be kind to those that give you a hard time. Don't worry, I still believe in self-defense. Firearms rights in the state versions of the Second Amendment and the federal version too. But guns are not going to make this jump for us back to a healthy and peaceful world. You have to do that by changing yourself. We all do. Learn skills. Get better at what you love to do. Take good care of your body and mind. Reverse your deficiencies on all levels. A country reflects the character of its people. Freedom, love, health on all levels, creative energy, respect for everyone. We can start healing ourselves and our world today. You can do that right where you are. Pandemic, you don't have a chance, and no more bioweapons development, okay? Military only for truly defensive purposes, no more invasions, no more occupations. Time to get back to what should be normal. Thank you for being brave enough to help heal the world. You are the key. That's not just something being said, you are the key. May God bless you all in all that you do, and may God bless the United States of America, and may God bless every country and person in the world, including those within the system doing great harm that would now like to change. Leaving our mistakes and animosities behind, we can begin anew. Michael has graciously agreed to be with us one more time to take us out again like last week.
Introducing Lost Arts Radio on Subscribestar.com. Just go to Subscribestar.com/Lost Arts Radio to find our rewards program, offering 10 different giving levels starting at just $5 a month. We offer incredible value for any rewards level, from extra monthly interview videos not available publicly to subscription-based Planetary Healing Club videos once, twice, or three times a month, to private counseling sessions with Lost Arts Radio host Richard Sachs, to tech help with me, Doug Diamond. We even have one option where you can be the star on Lost Arts Radio as our guest on a specially produced show just for you. We conduct an interview with you and broadcast it to our growing network and listenership. Our subscribe star levels are one of a kind and offer great rewards for any budget. Please help support Lost Arts Radio. We can't do it without you. With increasing censorship on many of our channels, we really need your support today to keep doing what we're doing. As Richard says, we're not even at survival level yet. Lost Arts Radio has three weekly shows. Lost Arts Radio Live each Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, which is a live stream currently on multiple platforms in case we get banned from some of the larger ones. Right now, we're on two YouTube channels, Facebook Live, Periscope, which is Twitter, Twitch, and DLive. You can access these broadcasts by going to www.lostartsradio.com/live for all the links to those channels. The Planetary Healing Club meets right after Lost Arts Radio Live at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Saturday nights. And our Sunday show with guests airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Sunday nights on our Blog Talk Radio channel, our YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and on Brighteon. Be sure to sign up for our free email list just in case we do get banned on big tech's platforms. It's just a matter of time, really. They don't like the stuff we talk about, and they do not want the truth out there. In fact, they have already attacked us numerous times. Join our free email list so we can let you know where we are and how to access our shows. The sign-up button is right on the top right on most pages of our website. The best starting point for all things Lost Arts Radio is our main site, lostartsradio.com, where you can find the hottest new selection videos that we curate just for you. Those are on the homepage and added to daily, as well as articles and breaking news about information you really need to know. Our show archives, the 10 most recent shows, are right on our homepage, as well as our Blog Talk Radio page at blogtalkradio.com/lostartsradio, or just click the All Things Radio Show tab right on our website. We're in the podcast directory on iTunes, and all of our shows except the banned ones are on our YouTube channels at Lost Arts Radio and at Diamond Disc. Our Brighteon page is really taking off, and we often have editors' picks videos right on their homepage. Visit brighteon.com/channel/Lost Arts Radio. On our site, you can also access our free listener forum as well as sign up for the Planetary Healing Club, which is just $25 a month, where you get private access to a one-on-one interaction with host Richard Sachs and myself and the other club members who participate live. More info can be found at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're providing solutions in there to make the world a better place. Come join us. Thanks again for listening to and supporting Lost Arts Radio. We love having you as part of our family to learn, experience, and grow with.